KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Joining us in studio with the Salvation Army, Major Waywin, who we've had on the air in the past. Also, Val is here. Now, I say Val because Valerie's a dear family friend, has known our family longer than I've known my wife, to be honest, Valerie. And can I call you Val on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We go far back
yeah.
enough that it's Val.
And joining us on the phone, Captain Noel with the Salvation Army as well. Ladies, thank you for the time today. So much appreciate it.
You bet. Glad we can be here.
Thank you for your time. Yeah, we appreciate
it. We've had the Salvation Army on several times over the years. And, you know, given a little bit of time here later, maybe go into some of those areas that people aren't even aware that the Salvation Army is doing. However, we're going to talk a little bit about, right off the bat, about the upcoming Red Kettle kickoffs. There's multiple things happening around the state. Noel, since you're on the phone there, and yours chronologically is going to come up first, that's happening in Roswell, New Mexico. And actually, I have to ask you, because you're in Roswell, I always tell people when they say Roswell, I say, careful, you don't want to say that to someone from Roswell.
Roswell.
Yeah. But what's happening there coming up this weekend?
Oh, we have a Red Kettle kickoff. It's at 6 p.m. at the Core, which is at 612 West College. And we're going to kick off the kettle ringing season with a bang, and we're just going to have a wonderful time.
Now, Noel, you've been serving with the Salvation Army how long?
For 12 years.
And what drew you, a little testimonial, I guess I'm looking for, what drew you to a position serving as a captain with the Salvation Army?
Well, let me tell you, I am a recovering addict, and I used to go to meetings at the Salvation Army. But one year before all that, I went to the Salvation Army for the Angel Tree program, and I actually got toys for my kids that year. They were able to get toys, and now here I am on the other side of the table, and I'm able to serve and give toys for kids every Christmas, and it's just near and dear to my heart. So being called to ministry was one of the things that actually scared me when in recovery, because I didn't know if I could do it. And here we are 12 years later, and here I am preaching the word and going to all avenues and states to do it. And I'm excited to keep doing it.
Yeah, well, you can hear the joy in your voice, and it's clear that, had you been able to look forward into the future when you were going through the recovery program and see where you are now, I'm sure that would have alleviated a lot of the fear from then. But what a great opportunity to look at, you know, even through that fear and anxiety of moving forward through recovery and eventual service, and storms in that, it wasn't easy. I'm assuming, and if I'm a bet man, I bet that's the case. But the truth is, Jesus walked through it with you. And here you are on this side of the storm and enjoying the ministry and the opportunity to be a big part of this third annual Red Kettle, or the, I don't know how many annual in Roswell, but the kettle kickoff this Saturday. Appreciate you being open enough to share some of your testimony. You did mention a couple of things in Major Raywin. I'll bring you into the conversation here. As I mentioned, there's a lot of things people don't even realize outside of the Red Kettle with the Salvation Army. And she mentioned a couple of them. The recovery program that's available to at-risk men and women.
Right. So in Albuquerque, we just have the men's rehab center. Okay. We used to have a women's rehab center. We don't at the moment. But we've got a 40-bed facility where men can come for 6 months. It's a work therapy program, so they have counseling in the evenings and classes on anger management and how to cope with addiction, various AA, NA meetings, group processing, things like that. And we partner with Roswell as well. They have a sober living house that they call a harvest house. So as some of the men complete our program, They get to go down to Roswell, live in that house. I think you're full, aren't you, Noelle? You got all four beds full?
Yes, it's four beds, and we're full at this moment.
Right, so we love it when they, Noelle or Mike, try to come up once a month and they speak to the men in the program and will bring some of our graduates up to say how they're doing and how they're staying clean and everything.
Now, talking about being full, Major Rewin, I want to speak to maybe someone's listening that, you know, hey, I'm in need of right. those services, or a loved one or someone in my circle of influence, I would encourage them not to let them hesitate to reach out to the Salvation Army. Because just like you said, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, whether it's here or in Roswell, there's other locations that the local Salvation Army can reach out to.
Absolutely.
To place someone who's in need right now.
Absolutely. Like, I got to say, just over the weekend, one of our staff, we loaned them our car, and he drove it all the way up into Wyoming into one of his reservations and brought back one of the guys from there, and he's in the program now. So we partner with the rest of the state. So as Noelle or Mike find people who need to do recovery, we partner with them to get them up to our program, and then we work with them to assimilate them back in their community. So we've had the same thing from Las Cruces or Hobbs or wherever around the New Mexico state.
Yeah, and here in just a minute, I wanted to go into the Red Kettle event that's coming up here in Albuquerque. Before I get there, I want to go back to another area that Noelle shared that people may not be aware of. Of course, again, many people are aware of Red Kettle, but the Angel Tree opportunity to participate in. Is that
right.
still?
So at Christmas time, we give out gifts to, and you probably do it, and we do it ever. I'm sure Noelle does it in Roswell as well. People can sign up to get gifts at Christmas. And each Salvation Army unit does it a little bit different. We have people, we'll have tags on our trees, mainly in Walmart.
Yeah.
And people can take a tag and buy a gift for a child. Here in Albuquerque, we create like a bit of a toy store where parents can come in and shop and pick things for their kids. Noelle, how are you doing yours down there?
So we have it where parents sign their kids up, and then we get gifts from the Angel Tree program, from the tags on the trees, and we put two toys and an outfit.
Match them up for what they request. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. So each unit will kind of do it a little bit different, but people can sign up by coming in to our offices, wherever the Salvation Army is. I'd need to come in, I would say, by the end of November, no later than the end of November.
Correct.
In order to get on our Angel Tree listing. And then each different community has a different distribution date. Ours is the week before Christmas. But they could just come into their local army. SalvationArmyRoswell.org would be where she is, or Salvation Army Las Cruces, or for us, SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org. You can do a quick email. We get the response, and we can get people signed up and helped.
And one of the other areas I wanted to mention, because when I heard, it's just incredible to me how much the Salvation Army does for the cause of Christ right here in New Mexico and around the world. Obviously, we know that. But weekly, there's a church service right here in Albuquerque. Church, everyody, you know, doors are open. Everyone's welcome.
Right.
Can you let people know where and when to find that service?
Absolutely. So in Albuquerque, we have the English Church is where we're currently doing our social service program. So it's on Bryn Mawr, which is right at the corner of where Montgomery hits I-25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a Spanish service that's down on Broadway and Cole, all about the same time. It's 10:30. Roswell, when's yours? You're in College Boulevard, 612, probably.
We are 612 West College,
right?
And our church service starts at 10 o'clock. We do have a free breakfast from 10:30 to 9:30. And then church starts at 10.
I got to say, one of the neat things Roswell does, they have, I think that he's still there, Mark. He would donate of his time. He would use his own money, and he cooks food. He works for one of the restaurants in town. And every, I think it's Tuesday and Thursday, he cooks all the food, loads it all up, and then drives around all of Roswell, knows where all the homeless hide, and feeds them all.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, Thursday. Awesome ministry.
And a lot of information available at newmexico.salvationarmy.org. We're up against a break. We're going to take a break, come back and talk about the third annual Red Kettle kickoff that's coming up November 22nd and what that means. And then we also want to share, you know, as they go through, you know, this annual collection, exactly what that, you know, what kind of impact that has in our community. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Well, in studio with us, we continue our conversation with Major Raywin with the Salvation Army, Captain Noel, and Val, all the hard work that you're all doing to reach our community through the work of the Salvation Army. And before we jump into the information here locally about the third annual Red Kettle Kickoff coming November 22nd, and again, details about the Salvation Army in general, you'll find at newmexico.salvationarmy.org. But Major Raywin, we had talked off the air a little bit about Noel's kind of, I don't know if it's a side gig so much as a hobby, but a very involved hobby. And I will tell you, Noel, Captain Noel, that when she mentioned what it is, I have, you know, I've never been that involved in that area, but I have mad respect for the work that's put into the hobby that you're a part of, and I'll throw it to Major Raywin to tease a little more.
Okay, let me do just a little bit of a prologue. So at our kickoff, Kettle Kickoff, we have arts and crafts show. We'll have a hot air balloon there and bouncy castle and about 40, we're thinking, right? Arts and crafts booths. But we've also managed to get a car show. So in New Mexico, since I've moved here, these 60s cars or whatever they are huge. And Noel has one. Tell us about your car, Noel.
I have a 1975 Pontiac Le Mans. It is a lowrider. And that's something that was near and dear to my heart, that was kind of on my bucket list I always wanted. And so when I saw her, I fell in love with her, and my husband made it possible. And now I have this beautiful car that I pour my heart and money into to keep her going. But she's amazing.
Okay, now I've heard the car's gender. I want to know the car's name. It must have a name.
Beauty.
Beauty.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. So now Noelle comes up and speaks to our men going through recovery. They love listening to her. And what's funny is her husband does actually have a low rider as well. But our guys know her husband as Noelle's husband. So yes. What does Mike have?
Mike has a 75 Impala Glasshouse. And it's beast. So we have Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that is an awful lot of steel, I will tell you.
Yes.
And
they're big.
You'll be happy to know, Noel, I am a GM guy. I mean, before I had my 74 Bug in high school, I was driving a 69 Chevelle. Now, granted, it was a four-door Grandma Green, but my brother to this day still has his 69 Super Sport Chevelle. He's restoring it. And that's why I think I appreciate. Listen, the work that's put into these vehicles that are going to be at the car show is incredible. There's an incredible amount of investment and so unselfish how often so many of these car groups are to share the work that they've done for others to. It's like going to a car museum and to be a part of the red. It's going to be part of your Red Kettle experience on November 22nd, and that, which is a good lead in right to Val. Let's talk about arts and crafts and a place for the kids to, you know, you can feed them whatever kind of pancakes and sugar for breakfast because they can come out and jump on
jump
the
it
right work it off at the Red Kettle Kickoff November 22nd. Let's get more details.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, this is the third annual Red Kettle Kickoff for Albuquerque, where we're actually doing something to promote the jumping into the ringing of the bells. And this is my third year working and helping on the event. And this year, it's such an honor to actually be working on the event as an advisory board member this year with the Salvation Army. And so I just, you know, you hear the amazing testimonies from people that are connected and have gone through the programs, and like Captain Noel was speaking, and now this is such a great way to let people know so many things the Salvation Army does, so many, too many to even mention. I mean, I think people don't understand how much they give to the community, and you maybe even read some of the stats, but
well,
it's been amazing.
Taking from some of what Noel shared about breakfast before service on Sunday, and these are stats from 2024, but Salvation Army right here in New Mexico serving 276,847 meals to hungry people. I mean, that's that is what, you know, a little more than 1 in 10 people in New Mexico that Amazing. Are impacted just by having a meal provided at a time where they are they're hungry. But a lot of other stats, Val, you're welcome to share as much or as little.
Absolutely. You know, over 10,000 Christmas presents to kids.
Yeah.
And that leads us into the holiday season coming and the ringing of the bells, those iconic bells every time you go shopping, and that kind of ushers in the season. And we're so proud of the last 2 years of the Red Kettle Kickoff. And this year is going to just take it to a new level. Like you said, we're going to have the car show. We're also going to have lots of wonderful, yummy food, a bounce house for the kids. But this year is the second year we've had the vendors, and we're going to have a sold-out gymnasium full of vendors with some amazing, unique, handcrafted gifts that they have, everything from popped popcorn and these things that are called dirty lemonade to holiday wreaths and all kinds of great crafts here at the arts and crafts segment. And actually, what the funnest thing that I'm so excited about is we'll have a prize wheel as everyone's walking in. So everyone in the community that comes out to be a part of the day can actually spin the prize wheel and has a chance to win a unique gift from all of the vendors are donating items. So those are all going to be up for grabs. And it's just going to be an amazing day of fundraising, but family fun. So we invite your listeners and the community to come out and get to experience a great day. See what the Salvation Army does. Help to kick off the fundraising, but also just have a great family fun day.
I got to say, we're also trying to come up with a comfort corner for yes. any of the men who like OD on their wife shopping. Lazy boys hoping to provide a couple of chairs that the men can just be real comfortable in. So
and
the women
just go be lazy. And so there's going to be something for everyone. People can shop, they can rest, they can eat, right. they can bounce in the bouncy house, but it's going to be a little bit of something for everyone.
Well, it's going to be a Saturday, so the guys can sit there on the lazy boys on their phones watching college football.
There you go.
There
right?
you go.
Love that.
If they're occupied, their partners can shop a little more. And that is actually, let us let you know that it's going to be at St. John's United Methodist Church.
Okay.
And that's going
to
be
Phoenix?
That's going to be off 2626.
Colorado Mall.
Arizona, actually, is the actual address.
Okay.
2626 Arizona Street. And yes, it's across from Coronado Mall. So across streets are kind of Manalan, Louisiana, Manalan,
yeah.
San Pedro,
yeah.
just north of there. And we'll have a hot air balloon in the parking lot. So just look for the hot air balloon to
get easy to
find.
John's. Yeah. Now, listen, all the work that's being done by the Salvation Army, you know, hopefully you can make it out for the third annual Red Kettle Kickoff on November 22nd. However, you can be supportive on the website I mentioned. You can go there and get all kinds of good information. And that is newmexico.salvationarmy.org. Obviously, a donate button there opportunity. Now, Red Kettle, as we kick that off, a couple of things. One, do you have all the arts and crafts vendors you need? Are there any spaces available?
I think we are going to be at a sold out today.
And but they what, could always... Now, what about bell ringers for the season? Do we need to recruit?
So there's a website called Register to Ring. Whatever community you're in, whether it's Roswell or anywhere else in New Mexico, Register to Ring, you can put in your address and it gets you to the community that you're closest at, and you can sign up to ring at various spots.
Okay, so do that search for
Register to Ring.com.
Okay.
Register to Ring.com.
Register to Ring. .org.com. Do a search for Salvation Army, register to ring.com.
And it's a load of fun. You got to sign up with your friend. It's more fun with a friend.
Right.
And just ring for a couple of hours. You're helping people. You're having fun at the same time.
Yeah.
I know Noelle's doing the same thing down in Roswell. So just find a spot that's close.
Yeah, great cause.
Just find a spot that's close to where you want to be. I always sign up for the stores that face the sun.
Well, and Captain Noel and Roswell with the Salvation Army, Major Raywin right here in Albuquerque, Val, so much appreciate all the work that you ladies have done along with your team to make things like this happen. And really look forward to, you know, open door invite. You know, your Val, I'll leave it to Val to reach out and get you guys back in at any time because, you know, we're just co-laboring for the cause of Christ here in New Mexico. I appreciate what you're doing. And let me hopefully maybe be the first to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, too soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Well,
I'll say Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again, ladies. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.